podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church. Let's Talk is designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. We're today midway through what is known as Holy Week, the week between Palm Sunday and Easter, the time when Christians all over the world are remembering the events in the life of Jesus that led up to Resurrection Day. It's one of the few times throughout the year when Christians around the world are all focused on the same astounding truth. Today, we'll consider one of those events. In John 18, verses 13 through 38, we find the well-known account of Jesus before Pilate. And the passage says this: "So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' Jesus answered, 'Do you say this of your own accord, or do others say it to you about me?' Pilate answered, 'Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priest have delivered you over to me. What have you done?' Jesus answered, 'My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world.' Then Pilate said to him, 'So you are a king?' Jesus answered, 'You say that I am a king, but for this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice.' Pilate said to him, 'What is truth?' After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, 'I find no guilt in him.'" This is basically a personal conversation between Pilate and Jesus, as recorded by John. And what a conversation it is. So much is revealed. First, it's notable that there are six questions, five of which are asked by Pilate. He began with the question, "Are you the king of the Jews?" revealing that he thought Jesus might have held some sort of political threat, while Jesus actually came to do something far removed from political power. Jesus began to reveal his true purpose with this statement, "My kingdom is not of this world." We might paraphrase Jesus' words this way: "I am here to set up a kingdom, but it's not the kind of kingdom human kings set up. My kingdom comes directly from God." Pilate responded with yet another question, "So you are a king?" The masterful response of Jesus reveals even more. "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth." What a beautiful and clarifying statement. Jesus came to bear witness to the truth. This clarification of purpose from Jesus lets us know without a doubt that Jesus came to personally present living evidence to a watching world that not only does truth exist, but it can be known. Jesus came to bear witness to the truth that comes only one way, from God through Jesus himself. And yet, as the passage reveals, Pilate left unconvinced and asking yet another question, one that many are still asking today: what is truth? Sadly, the answer was standing right in front of Pilate, and he didn't even recognize it. The same could be said for many who've come after Pilate, including many today. How often have we heard someone say, "I just can't tell what's true anymore"? Sadly, some even seem to think that truth may not even exist. What a subtle trap of Satan. How better to keep someone from finding the truth that Jesus exemplified than to convince people that truth either doesn't exist or that it's impossible to discover? So how can we be sure of what's true? I'd like to suggest that perhaps the most important way to be sure of truth is to follow what Jesus said next to Pilate. "Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." In other words, follow this simple principle. If you want to know the truth, stay close to Jesus, the embodiment of truth, and listen to what he says. It's a well-known principle that the way bankers learn to detect counterfeit money is not by studying the fake, but by getting to know what legitimate currency looks like so that they know the genuine so well they can spot a counterfeit with ease. Why not approach spiritual truth the same way? Stay close to Jesus by spending time with Him, reading what He said, asking Him for help to understand what you read. Get to know His Father. Talk to Him like you would talk to a friend sitting beside you, and then do what He tells you to do. You see, if you stick close to Jesus and study how He exemplified truth, it'll be evident that truth does exist and that it can be known. It is somehow in the process of listening to Jesus that the Spirit does a work within us, transforming us into people who know the truth so well that it becomes easier to recognize a lie when it presents itself. What a great time of year it is right now to commit to spending time every day listening to Jesus, the one who always bears witness to truth. I encourage you to spend time daily listening to the one who confirms that truth exists and that it can be known. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to bear witness to the truth. Thank you for the confidence you give us that truth does exist and that it can be known. Help us to stay teachable, learning more and more of your truth every day. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Remember, come what may, Jesus always bears witness to the truth.